Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. I'm Peter High, and I'm pleased to welcome Robert Webb to the broadcast. Rob is the Chief Information Officer of Hilton Worldwide, a leading global hospitality company with more than 3,500 hotels in 81 countries. In that role, Rob has global responsibility for technology systems strategy, information security, technology infrastructure, and enterprise planning and architecture. Prior to his time at Hilton, Rob was the CIO of Equifax. He also held a variety of leadership positions at General Electric, including as Managing Director of GE Vendor Financial Services Canada, as well as having the CI role at GE Commercial Finance, GE Global Consumer Finance, and GE Energy Savings. Rob also spent time as a management consultant at Anderson Consulting and at EDS. Rob has a bachelor's degree from the University of Western Ontario and an MBA from ESCP. I recently caught up with Rob at Hilton Worldwide Headquarters in McLean, Virginia, and our conversation covered World-Class IT Principle 4, IT and Business Partnerships, as Rob discussed the need to be business and customer-focused when leading through dramatic transformation. Principle 5, External Partnerships, as we discussed Hilton Worldwide Innovation Collaborative, which entails bringing together best-in-class external partners to help Hilton IT accomplish its objectives, as well as a variety of other topics. Rob Webb, welcome to the Forum on World-Class IT.
It's great to be here, Peter. Thanks very much for having me.
Wonderful. Well, Rob, there's been a tremendous amount of change at Hilton Worldwide over the past few years, from the 2007 acquisition of Hilton International by Hilton Hotels, creating Hilton Worldwide, to going private the same year, to continued global expansion in the interim between then and now. You joined Hilton Worldwide as CIO in August of 2009, at a period of tremendous change, obviously. And I wonder if you could take a moment and speak about IT's role in this ongoing transformation of this business.
Well, you're absolutely right, Peter. The last year at Hilton Worldwide has been a very, very busy year from a technology perspective, and we're focused in really three major areas for the company. Number one is the strengthening of the infrastructure foundation of Hilton Worldwide, particularly our data center and network assets. The second is around building what we call the Hilton Innovation Collaborative, which is a network of partners that are going to help us strengthen the core systems of the company. And most importantly, the third area of focus is really driving initiatives that are around innovation. So we have a series of breakthrough innovation initiatives that are focused on helping us differentiate our hotel products in service of our guests, and those are taking hold very, very quickly. So it's been a very busy year.
It sounds it. You mentioned innovation, and this is clearly a topic that is very hot for CIOs and IT leaders these days. As you are pushing towards this strategic imperative related to innovation, how have you organized things? Is it a separate part of IT? Is it something that's baked into the day-to-day tasks of a broader portion of the organization?
Well, it's a great question. What we've really embarked on is a process whereby some of our more routine activities around the infrastructure, we have sourced those from some of the world's largest providers, like IBM and AT&T. And we've taken the opportunity to move some of our best talent into roles where they're focused on accelerating the innovation that best serves our hotel company. And we've got a dedicated team that's focused on areas like the in-room technology for guests, like our high-speed internet program, in areas like our revenue management systems and customer loyalty systems. We believe those areas are the areas where we need to innovate more rapidly, and we believe that the utility infrastructure of the company can be best delivered by some world-class partners that we've selected in those areas.
I'd love to actually continue in that vein. You've mentioned a couple times now aligning with world-class partners. I've been interested to learn more about how you're doing so, leveraging these multi-source agreements for services such as data center management, high-speed internet you mentioned, maintenance and support. How will your team work with these new partners, and ultimately, how will these agreements create value not only for your end customers, but also for your franchisees?
Yeah, it's a great question. We have taken this approach of sort of design, build, and run, and we've determined that the vast majority of the run activities or our non-differentiating elements of our portfolio are best served by our selected strategic sourcing partners. And we've created a supplier management function inside Hilton and a process by which programs and projects are initiated. It's a stage gate disciplined process, and when things are designed and well understood, they pass through the normal business case and investment council sort of funding toll gates. And then we engage with suppliers that we have selected for specific areas of their expertise. So for example, Tata Consulting Services is assisting us with some of our back office systems, and Accenture is helping us with some of our core property management systems where they've been assisting the company for many years now. So we've really selected suppliers that can help us accelerate innovation in the areas which are their strengths in complement with the Hilton staff. And then we've got a really solid vendor management process that holds them accountable to deliver what we've asked for.
Excellent. Actually, sticking with that point for a moment longer, now I'm embarking in these new strategic relationships with a variety of external partners. What has been the approach towards vendor governance? Have you bolstered the capabilities in that regard, given the strategic focus in this area?
Yeah, we've created a strategic sourcing, supplier management function. We've put in place supplier scorecards for each of these suppliers, and we have regular governance meetings. So we've got quarterly governance meetings that look at both the supplier performance against predefined SLAs and project milestones, as well as the opportunities that those suppliers have to play a further role in delivering the capabilities that Hilton needs to deliver. And I think that's the part that is often forgotten, is that it needs to be a two-way relationship with strategic suppliers where, you provide for them the opportunities to competitively grow their business, but at the same time hold them accountable to deliver the services that they've contracted for.
That makes sense. Well, as a somebody who is an executive in a variety of different organizations prior to coming to this one, you've been a frequent traveler, and I imagine you had a lot of insights as to how technology could enhance the guest experience. What is your vision for improving the guest experience through technology now that you have something to say about it?
Well, it's a fantastic question, because we're all, if we travel, understand the thrills and opportunities associated with traveling and staying in hotels. And I would comment first on some things which I think are the strengths in Hilton Worldwide. And I think we've got tremendous consistency in our brands, like the Hampton Inn brand and the Embassy Suites and DoubleTree brands around the world. And so we can build on those strengths as we continue to enhance those brands. But we also have some opportunities for improvement. And I think in the area of high-speed internet, we quickly recognized that this was an opportunity for improvement. It's the second most important item for all guests in terms of, when they select a hotel to stay in. The performance of the internet is the second most important thing that they choose. And, we have established standards with respect to how fast that the services should be in those properties and how safe the services will be in those properties. And, like in our Hampton Inn brand, it's included in the price of the room. We believe that over time, that's a trend that is going to continue around the world, that increasingly guests will expect that. So we're leading the way, again, with respect to offering our high-speed internet programs free to our Diamond and Gold guests in Hilton Honors, our loyalty program. So high-speed internet is one very important topic. The other two areas I would mention are, one is with respect to the loyalty programs themselves. So Hilton Honors is a very, very strong loyalty program, and it now has deeper personalization and customization such that our guests can choose very, very specific benefits when they arrive at properties. And we continue to invest in the innovation associated with Hilton Honors. And then finally, I would say our property management system, the OnCue system, which is one of a kind in terms of its capabilities. It has a single image of the inventory globally. We continue to invest in that core system, and it enables us to continue to meet guests' needs very, very effectively because we develop some very rich stay history in the system, and it allows us to better serve our customers and our guests.
That's wonderful. Well, Robbie, you started to mention some of the brands. You have 10 brands, in fact. How does your team support not only this diverse array of brands, but also the diverse array of geographies?
Well, you're absolutely right, Peter. We have a luxury set of brands, full service set of brands, and a focused service brand. And the unique characteristic about Hilton and one of the core assets of the company is that it has a common platform strategy for its most important IT assets. And those are the loyalty program, Hilton Honors, the property management system, and the reservation system, as well as some of the supporting financial and HR systems. Now, our approach has not been that one size fits all. We think for those core assets, we absolutely need to be leveraging the common platform because it delivers all of the benefits to the hotels that are on those platforms. So we're continuing to support our OnCue strategy in that regard. And then with respect to some of the ancillary systems, depending upon the markets that we're in, we have tiered solutions that meet the needs of that appropriate market.
You've mentioned, Rob, high-speed internet, and I can tell you as a frequent traveler that certainly is a priority for me, I'm sure for a lot of our listeners as well. Can you talk a little bit further, maybe dig a couple layers into the details as to how you're going to approach this?
Sure. Well, the high-speed internet program across Hilton worldwide has been called Stay Connected, and it's really been an outstanding program where for our U.S. and Canadian properties, we have standardized the service offering. And this really provided a consistent foundation for us to build on. And we have now entered into a strategic partnership with AT&T. As you know, AT&T is the world's largest Wi-Fi provider and increasingly provides these services in Starbucks, in McDonald's, in several other world-class brands. And we felt this was a perfect partnership for Hilton. It will help us to improve the speed, performance, reliability, safety of our internet connections into all of our properties in the U.S. and Canada. And it will most importantly improve the performance of the services to our guests in those properties. Around the world, the solutions differ, but the consistency of the Hilton Honors program allows us, and we're the only hotel company to be doing this at the moment, is to allow us to offer our best guests, our diamond and gold guests, free high-speed internet in all of our properties across all of our brands around the world.
Well, in addition to some of the new technologies you've already mentioned, what other technology trends particularly excite you now?
Well, I think a couple of trends that I think are really taking hold inside Hilton are the following. The first is around the area of software as a service and cloud computing. We have pilots in the area of our sales systems. So we are moving some sales systems above property. We are also evaluating technologies that allow us to move other systems in our application portfolio above property. So really offer these systems as a service from a private cloud rather than have all of these systems deployed locally. The other macro trend that I would say is very, very important is the combination of mobile computing and very, very rich direct-to-consumer websites. So we're investing very, very heavily in all of our direct-to-consumer websites and enhancing the capabilities of those. And we're also investing heavily in the mobile platforms, be it on the iPhone, the Droid, or the iPad. You'll see continued innovation from Hilton in those areas.
So essentially reaching guests wherever they may be, no matter the device that they're hoping to access your sites on.
That's correct. And we'll be able to offer location-based services, and those are going to be increasingly more important. And combined with the loyalty programs, they're even more powerful. So with your permission, if you connect to the iPhone apps that Hilton and our many brands have developed, you know, in the future, we'll be able to push very, very specific offers to you. And when you arrive at properties, you'll be able to know about capabilities that are available at that property. And we'll be able to combine that and build a deeper understanding of what our customers want in our properties.
Excellent. Well, Rob Webb, thank you so much for joining us on the Forum on World Class IT.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Peter. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
You've just listened to a podcast in a series we call MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. If you like what you've heard, please consider reading my book, World-Class IT, Why Businesses Succeed When IT Triumphs, published by Josie Bass, a division of Wiley Press, in December of 2009. Both the book and the Forum on World-Class IT offer stories from a wide range of top IT leaders relating to MetaStrategy's five principles of world-class IT. The five principles are as follows. Principle one is people, and it's really the foundational principle. Without the right people, doing the right jobs at the right time, it will be nearly impossible to achieve excellent performance. The second principle is infrastructure, defined as software, hardware, networks. We like to say that this is the principle that separates proactive organizations from reactive ones. If infrastructure is not reliably performing its tasks, the IT organization will likely become stuck in a reactive mode, constantly fighting fires. And if systems and hardware work reliably, on the other hand, then a larger portion of the organization can think about the future. The third principle is project and portfolio management. This is the engine through which new capabilities can be brought to bear on behalf of the company. It's important to ensure that projects are delivered on time, on budget, and on target, and that the portfolio collectively supports the objectives of the business. The fourth principle is IT and business partnerships. It's important that, first and foremost, the different parts of IT, from business analysis to development and quality assurance, through to support and all other aspects of the IT department, communicate effectively and efficiently. It's equally important, then, that IT develop a partnering relationship with the business. Now, if the three prior principles are done well, then IT should earn a place at the strategy-setting table, driving different parts of the business strategy. The fifth and last principle is external partnerships. Outsourcing is becoming crucial to corporations, and managing these relationships to ensure that value is achieved is critical. In the fourth principle, the organization has learned and contributed to the discussion about what is strategic and what is not. Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information on these five principles and the sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metastrategy.com. And please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metisstrategy.com. Our sound editor is Chris Davis, our web editor is Christian Dooley, and our theme music was written by David Armin. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.